You know, obviously it was a tale of two halves here, and you know, coming into halftime was 0-0 fair, and going out it seemed as if we just gave up too many big plays that obviously we couldn't overcome, especially penalties as well, and some missed opportunities in the red zone. And I think that ultimately is the difference, especially when you're coming down here, you know, a very difficult place to play in. You know, to get down like that, it's hard to overcome, and I think that's what you saw.
How tough is it to go into a bye with a game like this?
Well, it's obviously not what we were striving for. We definitely were hoping to come home with a victory today, but ultimately, you know, you can kind of let it sit with you, understand that we're a 5-3 team. We feel like we're better than that, and, you know, when we come back, we obviously need to be better. We need to decide what type of football team we are and, you know, hit the second half of the season running. So, you know, a little hiccup along the way, but, you know, we'll come back and we'll be ready.
All right, thanks, Clay. Chris,
does the defense need sort of a reassessment, or do you guys think you can get it figured out the way you're doing?
Our defense has been fine. You know, we just gave up a little too much, too many big plays. You know, running or stopping the running game wasn't good enough, especially as of late. But, you know, we're fine. We get after the quarterback well. But you put yourself in a situation like that, it's hard to overcome.
Ingram hadn't had many touches this year. Was that any sort of unknown factor or not really?
When you put yourself in that position, you understand that they're going to give him the ball, and that's exactly what they did. So, you know, we hope that we could put ourselves with a lead and force them to be one-dimensional and passing. But, you know, anytime they, like I said, they have that, you know, lead, it's very difficult to overcome.